This is from Phil Burden in Tetbury, in Gloucestershire. And he's talking about those contact adverts. This is a flyer that was left underneath his windscreen after he was recently had to see when she squeezed.
Mm-hmm.
Open 24 hours. Choice of over 16 ladies daily. La 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 la. Choice is everything, and the price is right. Guaranteed free can of lager with every massage.
No.
Check it.
Oh, it's actually putting on it, yeah.
Yes,
it is. It's got a silhouette
of a rumplicious lady
with high heels on.
Do men need beer encouragement to go for a massage?
It doesn't hurt.
You know, what I'm saying. The downside of what we're saying
when the commercial guys got together to plan this flyer, obviously one of them said, no, I'm going to put this on the train, see if it gets off at Westport, throw it on the tile, see if the cat licks it up. How about a can of lager, guaranteed, with every massage? Like it, Dave, yeah, right, yeah, that went through the planning
stage. It's like saying thin crust pizza with a free view of a drain.
Oh,
there is no downside.
Have you seen this? It's got here, it says here, the place is, let me make up an address, but it says 59 Berry Crescent, and then it's got underneath it, discreet entrance in Jamaica Street. Discreet entrance in Jamaica Street.
Brilliant.
0500 Temple Tower, Laurie, what do you got there?
I got a fax from Tim in Liverpool,
uh-huh.
who said, I bought a doner kebab and was merrily munching on it when I began chewing what felt like a bit of string.
It's good already.
I pulled it from my mouth and discovered it was an eyelash complete with eyelid.
Oh. No!
He said
that
I
should be in dog food. You don't expect that in dog food.
That's in some lips, yeah.
Yeah.
He said I was drunk, so I found it quite funny. Everyone else I was just squirmed, so I dropped it down my mate's bird's back, which provided great entertainment.
That's it. If you'd stay with these shows for the 4 hours we're on, which is a labour of love, and I don't expect anyone to do it, but earlier on, you know, one of the regular themes is the huge difference between men and women, so far as some of the things, and we don't celebrate, and we just illuminate them.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to drop an eyelash you found in some food down
some. That's an eyelid.
And that's an eyelid. Of course, you're going to.
No, of course you wouldn't.
Yes, you know.
No.
And not only that, the fellas probably. You don't realise the strains we're under. You see, if you're walking down, if we were husband and wife, and we're walking down the street, you and I, Laurie, and I pass a drain. I know I can't, as a grown man with children, either get down and open the drain up and have a look down it. But when I was 10 and 11, yeah, I could spot a loose drain at 60 paces, and it's satisfying as the drain comes away, and then just looking down it for a while.
What's to stop you doing it now?
You can't do it. That's the thing.
It's been suppressed.
I believe it was John Lennon who said, a man must break his back to earn his day of leisure. So yes, we have to keep up this pretense, but when you're not around, believe me, most men lift up drains and look down them. Oh.